The Washington football team, as we've been saying over and over today, has a new name. It's the Commanders. Now, will it get a new place to play once its lease runs out at FedEx Field? Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Richmond have proposed legislation to create an entity called the Virginia Football Stadium Authority to fund a new stadium in the Old Dominion.
Michael Farron is an economist with George Mason University's Mercatus Center. He tells Dimitri that he sees major problems for taxpayers in this Virginia plan to lure the Commanders away from Maryland or D.C.
Lawmakers in Virginia are considering legislation that would create a Virginia Football Stadium Authority. It would be a subdivision of state government, almost like creating a new municipality that would fund the construction of a new stadium and an entertainment complex that would go around the stadium, probably with an attached casino.
Does Dan Snyder like that idea? Does it benefit him in terms of taxes or not paying taxes more specifically?
I imagine Dan Snyder and the rest of the Snyder family would be very much in favor of this legislation because all corporate income tax revenue, all sales tax revenue, and even personal income tax revenue that is generated on what the legislation calls the stadium campus that would normally go to the state of Virginia instead would go to this Virginia Football Stadium Authority for the purpose of funding and financing the construction of the stadium and everything else in the entertainment complex and the maintenance of it as well. So in other words, it's kind of like if Amazon instead, given that it's now locating in Arlington, didn't pay any Virginia taxes and instead all of its taxes went to build its new headquarters buildings. It's a pretty good deal if your business can get it. It's sad that it's only going to one particular business or might only go to one particular business.
Would the Washington Commanders owner have to pay anything?
Yes. There are still income taxes. There are still taxes that accrue to activities and economic activity, business activities in the stadium campus. However, all of that money then goes directly back to the stadium. So it's kind of like paying yourself taxes to build your own facility. Furthermore, the income tax rate for those working on the stadium campus and any other income derived from the stadium campus will only be 4.25%. And that's lower than the tax rate than a minimum wage worker in Virginia would pay. There's some equity issues there as well. And there is brand new research out as of Monday this week by the top three academics on stadium subsidies that shows this is not a good deal for taxpayers. This is not a good deal for other businesses.
We do have D.C.'s mayor tweeting some hours ago. She writes, the next chapter for the Washington Commanders should be a return to winning right here in D.C. I can't ask you to analyze a proposal that doesn't yet exist, but what can we say about whether they stayed in Maryland, maybe built right next to current FedEx Field, or went to D.C.? Would it be likely the arrangement would be far different and maybe more beneficial to taxpayers?
Absolutely not. It's a situation where wherever the stadium is going to be built, modern NFL stadiums are multi-billion dollar affairs with the value going up for each follow-on stadium. I fully suspect that given that there is such a push in Virginia that essentially the writing is already on the wall. The only question is how much are Virginia taxpayers going to lose out on?
Mercatus Center economist Michael Farron on Skype. We mentioned D.C.'s mayor is asking the Commanders to come back to the city, but D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says he is not supportive of that, especially because of sexual harassment allegations connected to the team.